As we say bonjour to Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Comment ça va, monsieur?
Bonjour, Ab. Ça va très bien, merci. I'm glad to see you talking about the circus that we call Parliament.
You know, monsieur, you sit there and you look at it and you're like, is this what I'm looking at? Is this what it's come down to? Is this...
You know, as an old parliamentary reporter, yeah. I have to say I'm always amused at the sights of parliamentarians getting up and walking up and biffing each other, and I always find that very amusing, because I mean, I find the whole, all the machinations around Parliament and its dignity something, you know, something that needs to be looked at. I mean, I covered Parliament here and I covered Parliament in Westminster, where of course politicians stand up and talk and get precious little done, and you know, so the cynicism one has about it is well founded. But the fact is, you don't want that kind of thing, as amusing as it may be, to be happening in your country, you know, and particularly when you look at the state of our country and just how badly we need parliamentarians to be doing their job properly. And to see this happening, it's so disheartening, you know, not to mention embarrassing.
Yeah. And also you talk about women abuse, which is a big problem in our country. And, you know, they may have acted like it, they were being serious about this, but you could see it was just taking jabs. Okay.
Well, you make a political football of, you know, again, the propensity of parliamentarians to make a political football of very, very serious things is deplorable, you know. And I don't know what it's going to take to make these parliamentarians realize, you know, they're there to do a job for us. They're not. I mean, if you and I behaved like that, we would rightly, you know,
terminate easily.
Be put on the highway.
Terminate.
And rightly so.
Rightfully so, yeah. Monsieur, let's get down to business. Anyways, it seems like China's adamant that they've got the beat on the coronavirus and it will not come into Africa, according to them.
Well, this is Lin Songqian, the ambassador here, saying this yesterday. That was the question we asked him. I think it was the most important question. What do you think would happen if it came to South Africa? Do you think we have, South Africa that is, has the capacity to fight it? And of course he was, in the way the Chinese do, you ask a question and then you wait half an hour because they run it from the beginning, you know? And he was talking about just how China is preventing it from leaving the country, and the whole thing about quarantine and deploring the fact that people are moving corona sufferers out of the country and the dangers that creates and so on. But nevertheless, he's saying that, yes, we can. We could. He believes South Africa has the medical proficiency, the expertise, the personnel, the medication to fight it if it ever got here, but he doesn't expect it to be. But the reality of it is that Africa is China's largest trade partner, and goods and people are moving onto the continent all the time. And of course, we may have it in South Africa, the capacity to fight it, but other African countries don't. And, you know, when you look at doctors talking about how badly flu, the actual annual flu that we have around the world, how badly it stretches through Africa and how quickly it stretches through Africa, which is under-resourced in terms of medication and medical personnel, you know, then the danger is of it being able to move here in Africa anyway, is quite large. I mean, French doctors talking about the possibility, a real possibility of a pandemic. Well, the WHO, the World Health Organization, is saying, well, no, a little too early to talk like that. But the concerns, Abs, are rightly being expressed, eh?
And then U.S. Secretary of State Mark Pompeo has wrapped it up in the safari.
I call this the mixed messages safari. He's saying, talking about security everywhere he goes. This was another thing with Lin Songqian talking about Pompeo as a former head of the CIA, being a cold warrior. He's still thinking like the Cold War. His business is countering Chinese and Russian influence in Africa when these influences are not necessarily any more wicked than the United States has been. But he's talking about peace, and it says, Pompeo says, peace in Africa will be won by Africans. And although they are now reducing the number of troops, the very small number of troops they have, he's confident, is Pompeo, that the right forces will be used to counter the right risks. They're giving $8 million to fighting the locust invasion, which has now moved from Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia into Tanzania, Uganda, and South Sudan. So there's things he's giving, but the fact is there's no doubt that Donald Trump's administration has put Africa on the back burner, and he's had to try and put as brave a face as he could on that.
And Tunisians may be heading back to the polls, monsieur.
Well, you remember I was there twice in October, effectively, and where Kais Saied, an outsider, was elected in the elections that actually rejected the mainstream politicians. But there has been a deadlock since then. They haven't been able to form a cabinet, and they're now saying if they don't manage to do it this time, the largest party, Al Nahda, the so-called moderate Islamist party, Al Nahda, is not enabling them, not giving them the votes to form a cabinet. So if they don't do that within a very short space of time, they're going to have to go back to the polls. Now, how will Tunisians respond to that? I mean, they had a kind of a dearth of democracy. They had a fatigue, you know, sort of democratic fatigue last time. If they have to go back, what are they going to do? Are they going to turn out? Are they going to vote? Will they return Kais Saied? So interesting to see, because he hasn't been able to make his mark because he hasn't had a cabinet. I've heard very good things about him, but you know, we wait to see just how good he can be.
Monsieur, merci beaucoup for joining us on the show this morning. We chat again tomorrow morning.
Ademain, mon vieux.
Thank you so very much to Jean-Jacques Cornish, your Africa correspondent.